And that, my friends, was Fucked Up from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, who we've been profiling for the last half hour or so here on Third Time's the Charm, because they are coming to town this Thursday, May the 13th, at the Biltmore Cabaret, along with grown-ups and healthy students. That is a brand new song that Fucked Up has just released. It is called Year of the Ox, and continuing with their Chinese astrology, they have now turned to the Year of the Ox for their recent release, and this will be on Merge Records forthcoming. And that version that you just heard there was a live version that was done at the CBC studios in Quebec City as part of the Band Apart Super Sessions. And what Band Apart is, it's kind of the French equivalent of CBC Radio 3, but primarily for the Francophone music community. But what they did recently is they took two bands from both the Anglophone and Francophone communities and combined them in studio to basically play together and see what kind of results could happen from combining both two languages and two very disparate sounds. And the accompanying, the two voices that you heard primarily there were, of course, Damon Abrams, a.k.a. Pink Eyes of Fucked Up, and Annie-Claude Ducharme of Duchess Says as the female counterpart. And, of course, if you've been familiar with Duchess Says, they're sort of a pioneering art punk noise group in Montreal, a couple releases under their belt. But the two of them getting together in the same room was pretty monumental. And you can see the video of this if you go to the bandapart.fm website. That's bandapart, B-A-N-D-E, apart.fm. And you can see Fucked Up and Annie-Claude Ducharme of Duchess Says teaming up for Fucked Up song Year of the Ox. And that's the song that you heard there. And that will be released on Merge Records, a forthcoming 12-inch single. So the band is still very busy and basically creating more recordings and putting themselves to task at every turn. They challenge themselves daily, not only musically, but socially as well. They have a lot of active causes that they champion. They do a lot in the city to create awareness for social housing, for food. In fact, right now, Damien is on a campaign with the Toronto Food Bank Society as sort of a personal challenge. He's decided to take on the idea of eating just from a food bank hamper and seeing how long that can last. And I think there's some other notable Toronto people undertaking this from all corners of the cultural realm, arts, music, and society. But they've all agreed to take on the challenge of just eating from a food bank hamper. And normally a food bank hamper can only last you 3 or 4 days. So we'll see how long this challenge lasts for someone like Damien, who, let's just say, he's got a hankering for food, this guy. got a lot of energy to burn, and he's going to try to make this food hamper last. And you can check out the progress and development of this challenge by going to the Fucked Up blog, and it's called lookingforgold.blogspot.com. Lookingforgold.blogspot.com is where you can find out about all the latest happenings in the Fucked Up world. Tours, special events, and things that they're getting involved with. And one of the things that they also do to get involved in their scene is to really collaborate with a lot of different and unique people. And of course, that example there on that song Year of the Ox with Annie-Claude. But on their albums, they've combined forces with people as interesting and unique as Owen Pallett, aka Final Fantasy, Dallas Green of City in Color, Katie Stelmanis, who is a noted Toronto folk pop musician. Their musical range is so dynamic and so diverse. It's amazing the kind of byproduct that can come of it. And you heard some examples of just that from previous recordings. Before we had the Year of the Ox, we had a song from The Chemistry of Common Life, released last year in 2009. And that was Black Albino Bones. And that featured, of course, Dallas Green of City in Color and Alexis on Fire on backup vocals. Before that, we had a track from Hidden World, released in 2007 on the Jade Tree recording label. And we had the song Baiting the Public, which is an apt song for Fucked Up, who do this again on a regular basis. They bait the public. They definitely know how to get under the skin of people, both in a good and bad way. And we won't regale you with more stories because we're obviously running over time here on the show today. But this could be an entire show in and of itself. The stories and the controversies and the conflicts that have come fucked up's way over the course of the last 10 years. But we'll save that for their blog. Again, lookingforgold.blogspot.com. Lots of cool and just crazy stories to bide the time with. Before that, of course, we had the very first single from Fucked Up from 2002. It's called No Parasan, and it was released on Deranged Records in 2002. And that, my friends, was a little taste. Of course, not at all comprehensive, just the tip of the iceberg of this amazing band's career thus far. And again, they're playing this Thursday night, May the 13th, at the Biltmore Cabaret with the Grown Ups and Healthy Students. So we'd heartily endorse and make sure that you get out and support this show if you can, or just check out Fucked Up stuff. If this is the first time you've ever heard this band before, we hope that you've been inspired, encouraged to check them out in some way, shape, or form. And we thank you for tuning in to this edition of Third Time's the Charm. It's been a whale of a show. Man, I'm exhausted. And hopefully you are too. That was quite a marathon. But we'll be back next week to do it all again, 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning here on a Tuesday on CITR 101.9 FM. And check out the podcast later on today. It'll be up and running. So if you missed any of today's show at all, you're just tuning in now, then you can check out the podcast later on today. But we're going to leave you with one more song because it seems that the Morning After show is not here or on its way. We'll see what happens. But since we have the time, we'll try to use it sparingly, economically. And we'll play one final number. It's kind of a fun little way to end the show. Again, we're speaking about, or just spoke about, the collaborations and sort of the projects that Fucked Up has done. Well, the band members themselves are also in other projects, and then one of the band members, Ben Cook, who is a more recent addition to the band, he joined in 2007 after Hidden World came out, and he's been a touring member of the band, and now, of course, a full-fledged member since the recording of Chemistry of Common Life. But Ben also has a little side project of his own, and we're going to play it for you now. In fact, we played it a few weeks ago, and we thought it was so great. We're going to play it again. He goes by the moniker of Young Governor, and he's just released a 7-inch on Dirtnap Records. And this is a track called Cindy's Gonna Save Me from Young Governor, a.k.a. Ben Cook of Fucked Up. And that will do it for this edition of Third Time's the Charm today. Thanks a lot for listening, and see you later.
show. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And don't go anywhere because we have a very special show today. FM. We'll have a bunch of cover songs today, courtesy of our friends in Merch Records. So we're going to have a special show. We're going to have some cool songs. So stick around. You're listening to the Morning After Show.
sun, sleep tonight. Go crashing into the ocean. Cut the line that ties the tide and moon, ancient and blue.
We take our empty hearts and fill them up with broken things to hang on humming wire like cheap lamps down a dead end street.
And every time we turn away, it hits me like a tidal wave. If I would change for you, but babe, that doesn't mean I'm gonna be a better man.
Give the ocean what I took from you, so one day you can find it in the sand.
And hold it in your hands again. Cross that head on you, haunted by the ghost of something. Curtains fall, fashions fade, an endless summer over. Another tide to launch an autumn moon over the dunes.
There must be a better way to pull a hole apart, to keep a world from caving in. Another way to while away from you, frozen and blue. Close your ears.
But every time we turn away, it surges like a tidal wave. If I would change for you, but babe, that doesn't mean I'm gonna be a better man.
Thank you.
here on 101.9 FM. You're listening to The Morning After Show. We're listening to cover songs. 20 years of Merch Records. So a bunch of bands are making covers for Merch Records artists. So we started the show with Quasi with the song Beautiful Things, originally performed by the 3Ds. Then we listened to Les Savvy Five from New York, covering Superchunk's Precision Auto. Then we listened to The Shins, covering The Tenement Halls. The song was Plenty Is Never Enough. Then we listened to St. Vincent and the National with the song Sleep All Summer from the Crooked Fingers. And we were listening to Broken Social Scene from Toronto, covering The Clean with the song Complications. So let's continue listening to some more music here on 101.9 FM.
One, two, 3, 4.
I like your twisted point of view, Mike. I like your questioning eyebrows. You've made it pretty clear what you like. It's only fair to tell you now that I leave early in the morning, and I won't be back till next year. I see that kiss me pucker forming. Maybe you should plug it with a beer, 'cause Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas. Love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rodeo. The light reflecting off the mirror ball looks like a thousand swirling eyes. They make me think I shouldn't be here at all. You know every minute someone dies. What are we doing in this dive bar? How can you live in a place like this? Why don't you just get into my car? I'll take you away, I'll take that kiss now, 'cause Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope to steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas. Love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one-night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rodeo.
Thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could, the only place that could possibly help me.
Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
All right, you are listening to the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And you've been listening to a pre-recorded show where Oswaldo Perez is doing some cover tunes as he travels Hungary and Budapest right now. But we interrupt this pre-recorded episode for a special metal report. In the studio here, we've got Fuse Breaker, who are going to be playing at Pat's Pub this Saturday, May the 15th, with Sinister Black and Magnus Rising. So, they're going to rock out for us with a little acoustic in the studio, and we're going to get some tracks from Chris Thomas and some of his personal projects. He's been around in the scene I've known him for about 10 years now, and been through many bands, so can you give us some of their metal wisdom? How you boys doing today?
Very good, very good.
Right on. All right, so I guess we'll play this track, Hero, first, and you did, off of the CD that Chris brought in, and
we'll enjoy
that acoustic. Yeah, you want to prep any of this stuff for us, Chris?
No, it's just heavy.
No, it's just heavy.
A little bit different than the solo stuff, but it's very heavy.
Nice. All right. This is so. Is this a Fuse Breaker tune? Or
yes. Yeah, it is. It's called Heroes. Hero Zero.
Hero Zero. The first Fuse Breaker tune written. All right. You're listening to the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR. Stick around for some metal.
Hero, 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 hero
You are listening to the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Sitting in this studio here with Fuse Breaker, who will be playing a show at Pat's Pub this Saturday, May 15th. How you boys doing?
Very good.
Darn fine, my man. Darn fine.
Very, very, very good. Now we got Chris Thomas and Dave Schroeder here.
Hello.
And we just heard three tracks off of Fuse Breaker album, Hero, You Did, and Burning. Now this is your first album, guys. Is that correct? First album
that
is Fuse Breaker?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
5 months of nonstop fun has turned into our EP in the next 6 weeks called Domination. So
5 months
very,
of madness.
Very proud.
5 months of madness.
Five
right
months
on.
Of madness. Yeah. And a lot of teaching.
A lot of teaching. You teach these guys how to rock?
No. I don't know. No, they knew how to do
Senior
that.
Thomas here. Thomas,
they knew how to do that before.
Right on. Yeah, I've known you for a long time now, Chris. You've been around since Serial Porn. I remember, I met you when
we were just
ended.
Talking about that when we were on air there.
I was like,
that's too old and embarrassing.
No, that was the evolution.
It's the evolution.
It's the first ape in the evolution.
Yeah, the good old serial porn. That was back in the days when strapping was just making it real big. God Awakens Petrified.
Yes.
You know, the Niagara was still around in Vancouver. So those were old days.
Shout out to God Awakens.
Yeah, right. GAP, baby.
Nice. You moved on to Igloo Dielectric and Red Ant Army.
Yeah. Red Ant Army was a long stint. It was like a good 4 years, hard work, lots of shows, lots of going on the road, lots of betrayal, lots of good stuff.
Life of musicians.
We're all still talking and things are good. John's in his own project right now called Smash Blaster, and he's doing real well. And of course, I've been donating all my time to this project, so things are good.
Cool. John was the singer for Red
John Red was Red. The singer, yeah. John Murray. Nice.
Yeah, I saw you guys a couple times at 340, and I saw you guys tear the Biltmore down one night.
Yeah. We tore a lot more than just the building.
So how did Fusebreaker come about? How did the whole project come together after
Red Ant Army? After Red Ant Army was disbanded, I did a couple solo shows with a real good buddy of mine, Marcel Legere, who was Dielectric's original drummer. You remember Marcel? Him and I went on stage in front of a crowd with Mathieu Thibodeau, if you remember Matt. He was on bass, and they were very nice to play all my solo stuff. And we did that two shows in a row, and after that, I started getting hungry for the metal again, and I started picking rookies that I could, that I could push around. No pun intended.
To mold.
And now they're professionals in 5.5 months. So very proud, and very busy.
What a guy.
Very busy. Nice.
Sweet. Right on. Well, let's get to a little more music. I'm thinking maybe we'll play some Sinister Black here.
Good old Wayne
from the show. We'll be playing as well at Pat's Pub this Saturday, and some Magnus Rising. We'll get some more Fusebreaker and
nicely done.
Pull out that warm acoustic guitar.
Oh, geez.
Just sitting in the back.
Play a little Hot Rod, baby.
All right. This is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, and this is your special metal report.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's up? It's Randy from Lamb of God, and you're checking out Magnus Rising on MySpace.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Special metal report while Oswaldo Perez travels through Hungary and Budapest. Sitting in the studio here with Fusebreaker, and yeah, we just heard a couple of tracks from Sinister Black and Magnus Rising. We heard Counting the Numbers by Magnus Rising and Junior Mint by Sinister Black, who will be playing with Fusebreaker this Saturday. At Pat's Pub. So yeah, and I just noticed Chris Thomas pulled out his guitar here during that last
set.
So
yeah, crazy folks, about to get crazy.
Gonna get some live music here. This is some live music from Chris Thomas from Fusebreaker on the Morning After Show. Does that have a name?
Yeah, it's titled Hot Rod. It has nothing to do with the band. It's just Shits and Giggles at the House studio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
A little bit of that, a little bit of this.
Do you have an acoustic project going on right now?
No, not at all. No. I'd love to get one someday, but maybe when I'm 11-teen and...
11-teen?
And crippled.
Get yourself a heavy poet and do a little extreme Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Cool. All right. Well, let's maybe get to a little more recording music. But before we get back there, I do want to announce a couple of shows. I want to let the people know about The Get Down. They're having their official CD release party on May 23rd at the Railway Club. It's brought to you by CITR.
It's a good venue.
Granville Island and Van Music. And want to thank the guys at Van Music as well for all their hard work putting together the Pat's Pub show this weekend.
Double thanks to Van Music.
So yeah, get ready to rock this weekend at Pat's Pub. We're going to play a little more Fusebreaker off their
this is actually one of the solo tracks that Dan, the bass player, and I
The Olympian
wrote, called Spider Blanket or The Olympian, whatever you got queued up there.
All right, let's take a look here.
The next song would be Spider Blanket.
Spider Blanket.
Very, very different. Lots of keyboards, lots of sexy moments, if you will.
I can't wait. All right.
Either can I.
This
actually.
Is Spider Blanket.
You're telling me about it. That's right.
On 101.9 FM, CITR.
Thank you.
A lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
and
Mark,
and
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and
Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
All right, you are listening to the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. There's about 6 minutes left in this episode, this special metal broadcast
before
Laugh Tracks comes up. And yeah, I just want to say thanks for listening, Vancouver, and thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Any shows, any other shows you guys from Fuse Breaker want to let the peeps know about?
Yeah, we've got one on the 12th at Club Envy, and that's in Delta. And then there's...
June 12th?
That's June 12th, and then a week after that at the Princeton Pub, I believe.
June 19th.
All yeah. right. Maybe we should get those dates out there again. Looks like some of the levels were low, some people might have got that. So, Fuse Breaker, what are your upcoming shows again?
How dare you, Jason? How dare you? How dare you?
Get those levels up.
June 19th and June 12th. The 12th's at the Club Envy in Delta, and the 19th is at the Princeton Pub. And then, of course, this Saturday, we will absolutely blowing the crap out of the windows and the dented, infected doors of the Pat's Pub.
Nice. So I'm going to be there, so I'll make sure to wear, like,
yes, sir.
My yes, goggles, I guess, so I don't get hit by flying debris.
Whammy! Whammy! Wear those goggles, Jay.
All right. So, yeah, this is the Morning After Show. There's about 5 minutes left, and then you'll be having Laugh Tracks next, and we'll close out with a little more metal. And
Little Red Ant Army, I believe.
Little Red Ant Army. This is
the last song right
shape
here.
Shape and Shadow. Let's go ahead to this
little
track
Shape and Shadow
here. All right. This is from your previous project?
Yeah, Red Ant Army. Yeah, that's right.
Awesome song.
All right. Shape and Shadow on the Morning After Show, 101.9 FM CITR.
Let's breathe with the guy.
history never forgets. A mystery from the side of a mouth. The evidence grits in vain. Just a weak tool. Silent scream to blood threatens. And one thing is what threatens. Pilgrims of still more drugs. The street won't be to feel. Yes, our faces flex. Probably simply never flex. This girl is easy to forget. Why don't I let her attack? She's shadow. The street with the die. She's shadow. The street with the die. Yesterday's dream never forgets. Let it scream from the side of a mouth.